Joining me in the KRVS studios is Jennifer Ritter Guidry from the Center for Louisiana Studies, here to talk about a lecture that will be given on April 24th. Pretty fascinating lecture, but it's going to be en français.
Oui.
Oui. So tell us, this is being hosted by the Center for Louisiana Studies. Tell us just a bit about the Center for Louisiana Studies, so we'll understand why this lecture fits in with the mission of the center.
Well, the Center for Louisiana Studies is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, and we have three divisions. We have the UL Press, which is our publishing division. We have the research division, which handles all of our archival and fieldwork projects. And then we have the special projects and programming division, which this lecture falls underneath. And it's kind of it's our community outreach arm of the Center for Louisiana Studies.
And you all have often had collaborations with other Francophone organizations in other countries because they're quite interested in our culture and how we've dealt with the larger society. And so that's been a part of the history of the Center for Louisiana Studies.
Absolutely. And I believe that's why we were tapped to host this professor, Dominique Sarny, on Wednesday, April 24th. We were contacted by the Agence Universitaire de la Francophonie and the Centre de la Francophonie des Amériques to host this professor and his talk on intercultural dialogue. And it's part of a larger program that brings professors outside of their communities and into other Francophone speaking countries around the world to share their research and their projects.
And I guess talking about sort of minority communities, mm-hmm. again, within a larger community, kind of like the Acadians speaking French with a different culture within the larger community of the United States, and
right.
sharing those observations and research that they've done.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Dominique Sarny's done some really interesting work in his community with the Métis community and the Francophones in his area. And they're it's basically two minority groups that really didn't have a whole lot of contact, even though they were living within the same area, and they kind of lived in isolation of one another, and which allowed their cultures to develop and be preserved. However, there was no real overlapping and sharing of cultural connections and things like that that we here in Louisiana are very familiar with and very comfortable with.
And the lecture will be in French.
Yes.
To be speaking in French. So I guess a really great opportunity for people who want to practice their French
right.
and just have that sense of trying to understand a topic in French, perhaps with something language that might be using topics and words and phrases that we wouldn't normally use in our everyday conversation. Right. So really expand our understanding of French. I know there are a lot of immersion students who are in high school who mm-hmm. might very well enjoy attending that lecture.
Right. We don't have a lot of opportunities here to have full events in French or another language besides English. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to kind of flex those French language muscles that you have, whether they've been latent for years or whether you just ordered your coffee this morning in French. You know, mm-hmm. No matter what, you'll be able to get something out of this presentation. It will be a multimedia presentation, and we are going to make sure that the audience is, you know, able to comprehend everything that is being shared with them.
Mm-hmm. Where is the lecture going to take place?
This lecture is going to be held in the Griffin Hall Auditorium here on the UL campus. And so that's Griffin Hall is at the end of Rex Street near at the corner of Lewis and Rex. And the auditorium is on the first floor, room 147. And it's at 3:30 in the afternoon, so parking shouldn't be too difficult for you. That's about time when campus starts to clear out and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And again, a great time, as we mentioned, for students from the area who may be interested.
Right.
School will have ended, and they could attend this lecture. And anyone who has an interest in French, perhaps take an hour or so off of work and have an opportunity to listen to this lecture.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's right at the beginning of the festival, international festivities and events, and it ties in very neatly with all of that. It's a little educational, cultural, a little more high-level thinking than you'll get down at the festival grounds listening to music, perhaps, but definitely also very important to, you know, our larger mission here in Acadiana of furthering the Francophone community.
Right, and furthering that dialogue between the different communities. And I guess communicating during festival, listening to music is just a different way of doing that. But he'll be discussing in a different way those same actual activities. If you are tuning in, my guest is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies. Here talking about a lecture that will take place this Wednesday, the 24th. It's a free lecture open to everyone. An ethnology professor, Dominique Sarny, will be giving the lecture. Tout en français, all in French, and that will start at 3:30 in Griffin Hall on the UL campus, and that will be in their big lecture room on the first floor.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming to let us know about that. I know that the Center for Louisiana Studies has a web presence and Facebook page, and you all keep people up about your activities there.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
All right. Well, you can check us out online at cls.louisiana.edu. On Facebook, you can search Center for Louisiana Studies or just put Center for Louisiana Studies in after the facebook.com/. And we also do have a Twitter presence. There is a Center number 4, Louisiana Studies, as well as the CCETUL Twitter handle. And we'd love to have you guys come and visit us up in our offices on the third floor of Dupre Library. We welcome all researchers and visitors. We do have the books available for purchase on site, and all of our archival recordings that are digitized are available as well.
All right. So great place to visit, and really good information that comes from the website and Facebook page. You'll be kept up with various lectures that are occurring or just activities, books that are being published by the UL Press as well.
Yep.
So good resource for our entire community. Again, that's this Wednesday, 3:30. Professor Dominique Sarny will be giving a lecture on intercultural dialogue, both in Canada and sharing it with us here in Louisiana. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Judith.